Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to another broadcast of Hebrews 4:16. I just wanted to speak about today, forever I am changed. I mean, I do, when I think of God's goodness and all that He has done and all that He is, it's just, it's something that we just can't imagine, something I can't even just imagine, even to explain His goodness and how He's changed my life. Using the scriptures, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Romans 8:38-39, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. You know, when we come to Christ, there's nothing that can turn us away. When you give your life to Christ, there is nothing like Him, no one like Him. And just to experience His goodness and His mercy and His grace, and, you know, just to know who He is and His ultimate power and His ultimate mercy. Philippians 3:13 says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. One thing is that when we give our lives to Christ and when He's changed us, we must press to the goal of ultimate relationship with Christ. Put off the old man, which we have been saved through grace by the shedding of Christ's blood. We are changed. We are a new creation. It is not about what we want. Some of us feel we can tell God always what we want and how we want it and how we want it done. But we fail to thank God for what He's done and all that He is. Many times, you know, we depend on our own will, but God wants us to depend on Him, to trust Him, to turn away from all the things that we have done and all the things that we've been doing, but to trust Him and give everything that we are to Him. You know, when we give our attention to God, He will bless you. For God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, you know, to die on the cross for our sins. And all we have to do is love Him back with our whole heart. We must pray. You know, how could you love someone and never have conversation with them? If we love Him, we commune with Him, we worship Him. The Word says, pray without ceasing, constant prayer. How will you know the person of God or the Holy Spirit if we don't pray and worship Him? You know, He is so good. Romans 8:35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And I think I just read this, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? You know, we have to learn to trust Him. His Word says His grace is sufficient for us. You know, through His strength, you know, we are made perfect. For my strength is made perfect in weakness, one scripture says. So we just have to depend on Him for all things. One thing, Acts 16:31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's all you have to do. Believe on God, And so I just want to pray, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for all those listening. I thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us and kept us each and every day. Lord, I just pray for those who have given their lives to you, Lord, that you continue to watch over them, bless them, and those who want to know you more, Lord, you know, just let them know your presence. Let them know your anointing. Let them know your power, how good you are, how wonderful you are, Lord. Lord, as they look to you, O God, Lord, show your light. Show your power to them, O God. Lord, I just pray right now for every person listening, O God, that you will just show who you are in their lives, O God, as they begin to trust you and look to you for all things, O God. And I just want to thank you. I praise you. I thank you for everyone listening. Lord, I pray that you bless those that are listening. If anyone be sick in their bodies, heal them, O God. Lord, if anyone be distressed, O God, comfort them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are powerful and mighty and great. And I just lift up all those before you, O God, those people who are filled with worry, Lord. Lord, comfort right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I give you the glory and the praise, for there is none like you. You are a powerful and mighty God, delivering God. You are our Savior, our Alpha and Omega. And I just want to thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. So trust God. Trust him. Give your all to him. If you haven't given your life to Christ, give your life to Christ. Repent, surrender all your sins. Repent of your sins and surrender your life and let him know that you love him, you want to know him more, and watch God do ultimate and great things in your life.